This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to achieve universal health coverage, with emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region, the minister said that the government's Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. Mr. Nadda emphasized that India has backed the WHO in creating the Global Traditional Medicine Center, aimed at promoting these systems on a global scale. Mr. Nadda has also been elected as the chairperson of the 77th session of the WHO Southeast Asia Regional Committee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has always played the role of first responder to the Maldives. After holding delegation-level talks with President of the Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Prime Minister Modi, in a joint press statement, highlighted that India has always fulfilled its responsibility as a neighbor. He said the relationship between India and the Maldives are centuries old and India is its closest neighbor and close friend. Mr. Modi said the Maldives also has an important place in our neighborhood first policy and Sagar vision. Prime Minister Modi also informed about various projects completed by India in the island nation. He said he virtually inaugurated the runway of Hani Madhu International Airport in the Maldives with Maldivian President Dr. Muizu. RuPay card payments have also been introduced in the Maldives as Mr. Modi and Dr. Muizu witnessed the first such transaction. Several memorandum of understanding have also been signed between the two nations, including in the area of combating corruption, judiciary and youth and sports. In his statement, Dr. Muizu said he and Prime Minister Modi held extensive discussions, taking stock of their successful development journey together and charting the path of the future collaborations between the two countries. He said both sides agreed on a comprehensive vision document charting the course of the bilateral relationship. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Naxalism is being completely eradicated from the country with better centre-state coordination from the government. Mr. Shah chaired a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi today. He said that Naxalism is the biggest obstacle in the path of development and it is not going to benefit anyone. Mr. Shah has appealed to all the youth associated with Naxalism to leave weapons and join the mainstream. The Home Minister said the government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 23 years in public office today. It was on this day in 2001, Mr. Modi took over as the Chief Minister of Gujarat for the first time. Several welfare programs launched by the NDA government at the centre drew inspiration from Narendra Modi's initiatives as Gujarat Chief Minister. Meanwhile, the celebration of Vikas Saptah kicked off today to mark Gujarat's development journey during Mr. Modi's tenure as Chief Minister. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with the other ministers, took the Bharat Vikas Pratigya to encourage people's participation of process of development. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tonight, we bring you a discussion on raising awareness about mental health issues with Dr. Nand Kumar of Department of Psychiatry, AIIMS, New Delhi. Listeners can ask questions from Dr. Nand Kumar by calling on telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-233-1444 at 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. In shooting, Indian shooters topped the medals tally at ISSF Junior World Shooting Championship with an impressive 24 medals, including 13 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze in Peru. Italy finished in second place, while Norway took the third spot. On the final day yesterday, the trio of Deepak Dalal, Kamaljit and Raj Chandra won the men's 50-meter pistol team gold medal. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on South Africa in a Group B match in Sharjah this evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.